This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, rated four new measures this week through its CUT Engaged Citizen Action Tool. CUT opposes three bills and supports one resolution. The measures cover an 11-year extension and expansion of the Public Utilities Commission, the Fiscal Year 2026-27 School Finance Act, new state restrictions on single-use food serviceware, and a House resolution reaffirming the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Bills cut opposes. Utility Commission extended 11 years with expanded authority. HB 26 continues the Public Utilities Commission through September 1, 2037, and implements the Department of Regulatory Agency's 2025 Sunset Review recommendations. The bill permits commission members to engage in non-public communications on adjudicatory matters after the close of the evidentiary record, if prior notice is given and final reasoning is later made at a public hearing, authorizes the commission to conduct business by email, and directs the commission to study income-based energy assistance programs and to identify all privately owned water utilities in the state and assess their financial conditions. Separate sections of the bill address ride, share driver impersonation, facial recognition checks by transportation network companies, bus and limousine inspection schedules, penal communication service rates, and pipeline safety penalties. CUT calls HB 261326 a 44-page bill that empowers bureaucratic mission creep and argues that a commission originally formed to protect consumers from monopoly utilities has become a favorite hammer for those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, or PBIs, under the Gold Dome who seek to control every aspect of hardworking Coloradans' lives. CEUT recommends replacing the governor-appointed PUC board with a board elected by the people. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Monica Doron, Jenny Wilford, Lori Goldstein, Junie Hazayev, Amy Pascal, Leslie Smith, and Elizabeth Velasco, all Democrats, and Senators Robert Rodriguez and Lisa Cutter, both Democrats. School Finance Act lifts per pupil base to $8,099. SB 26A23 sets K-12 school finance funding for fiscal year 2026-27. The bill raises the statewide base per pupil funding by 217.30 to a new base of 8,919.10 and sets total statewide program funding at 10,029.10.90.18.89.88. CUT unanimously opposes the bill. The board points out that student performance scores continue to decline, enrollment continues to shrink, administrations continue to grow, and the state is already running a deficit. CET concludes that the bill requires no accountability and gives no rationale for a large spending increase, and that legislators need to do their homework before asking taxpayers to fund it. The bill is sponsored by Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican, Senator Chris Colker, Democrat, and Representative Eliza Hamrick, Democrat. Single-use food serviceware rules add county penalties up to $1,000. SB 26146 expands the Plastic Pollution Reduction Act by prohibiting, on and after January 1, 2027, a retail food establishment or third-party food delivery service from providing single-use food serviceware, such as utensils, napkins, and condiment packets, to a customer, unless the customer requests it or confirms a request when offered. Counties gain authority to levy civil penalties up to $500 for a second violation and up to $1,000 for a third. The Department of Public Health and Environment is required to establish a public web page describing the new requirements and the Act's existing enforcement mechanism by January 9, 2027. CUT calls the bill government interference with private business and a real waste of the legislature's time, warning that it looks like a gotcha opportunity for local government to charge 500 fines for a business, giving a spoon with a bowl of ice cream if the provider can't prove the server specifically asked the customer if they wanted a spoon. The bill is sponsored by Senator Lisa Cutter, Democrat, and Representative Meg Frelich, Democrat. Resolution CUT supports. Tabor Affirmation Resolution killed in Committee 8-3. House Resolution H.R. 26-200 Seninate is a House resolution affirming Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, reinforcing taxpayer consent and ballot transparency, and condemning practices that circumvent voter approval of tax and fiscal decisions. The House State Civic, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee voted 8-3 to postpone the resolution indefinitely on April 20, 2026, 1 week after its introduction. CUT notes that protecting Tabor is the reason the organization exists, and the board finds it ironic that a resolution is even needed, given that Colorado voters amended the state constitution in support of Tabor decades ago. CUT suggests that a petition and public vote in affirmation of this resolution may be the wake-up call. The legislature needs to do the will of the people and declare the workarounds of Tabor unacceptable. The resolution was sponsored by Representatives Carlos Barron and Ryan Gonzalez, both Republicans. Make your voice heard. All four measures are available on CUT Engaged, the Colorado Union of Taxpayers citizen action tool that lets you contact your legislators directly about the bills that affect your wallet and your freedom. And now, Kim's perspective. Three of this week's four measures follow a familiar pattern. The Public Utilities Commission gets another 11 years and a wider mission with new authority for closed-door commissioner conversations and an email vote channel. The School Finance Act asks taxpayers to cover a higher per-pupil base with no new accountability, while performance scores drop and enrollment shrinks. Senate Bill SB 2646 hands counties the power to fine a small business $1,000 over an unrequested plastic spoon. House Resolution HR 26-10008 simply asked the legislature to honor the taxpayers' Bill of Rights the Colorado voters put into the state constitution decades ago, and the committee postponed it indefinitely on an 8-3 vote. That vote tells you where the Gold Dome stands on taxpayer consent. Go to coloradotaxpayer.org and make your voice heard on Cut Engaged. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.